Hello, everyone, and the next section of the pre-listing pack. And remember, everyone, this is also the same content that's going to make up our exclusive copyrighted listing presentation, which you're going to hear more about in one of the following sections in the coaching program. But so the flexible fee. Now, flexible fee, I would say the flexible fee, and Julie, back me up on this one, the flexible fee and the guaranteed home sale program are, generally speaking, the things that make most agents nervous about our pre-listing pack and our listing presentation. They don't understand how to sell them. They don't understand the importance of it. They just get a little intimidated by the idea of telling a seller ahead of time that they have a flexible fee. Hasn't that been your experience?
Absolutely. And they see those words and they go, well, I'm not going to cut my commission. And then basically that's the end of the conversation because they don't know enough about it to see it for the extremely powerful and extremely effective tool that it really is.
Okay, so why did we come up with a flexible fee commission structure? And the answer is very simple. Because we got sick of going on listing presentations and having, I would say, truthfully, 1 out of 10 sellers bring up, will you cut your commission? You know, it happens. You go on enough appointments, you're going to run into folks that ask you to cut your commission.
Yeah, or more, especially if you're speaking with for sale by owners or an expired who maybe had a bad experience and doesn't feel that they should pay 6%.
Or how about this, someone that maybe is just marginally in the equity. In other words, they're close to being break even. When Julie and I sold real estate, it was normal for someone to live in a house 5 to 7 years. And after selling fees and all the normal Mickey Mouse that goes with selling a home, they were just essentially breaking even, okay? So I want all of you to think about that for a second. How would you handle a cranky seller who is near break even after paying a normal whatever is for your market commission and all their selling costs? It's some sellers, they get really emotional about it. And again, I think it's probably 10% of the time they'll ask you to cut your commission. But as Julie said, if they're going after a for sale by owner, then it's probably going to be more like 50% of the time they're going to think the commission is the most important thing.
Well, especially if your commission is the only reason that they're writing a check at closing, even if it's $3,000 or $5,000. And with the markets having recovered and starting to inch their way up, we're seeing that people that years ago might have been a short sale, it's recovered enough, but your commission is the difference between them breaking even and actually having to write a check at closing. So anytime you have to defend your commission is a time when every agent gets nervous and scared and freaking out, and they don't want to deal with that. They're conflict avoiding naturally. It's human nature to do that. So the flexible fee structure is a tool to help you put that out there in front of the seller. Remember, our listing presentation that we're teaching you and the pre-listing packet are set up to handle objections before you get there, when you get there.
That's right. That's the bottom line. Remember, every single – this goes back to one of the first lessons that we gave you with regards to pre-listing pack is include every single page. Do not edit out. Do not change. Keep it as close to pure as possible. And the bottom line is that your goal is to go on a listing appointment and take the listing, not go on the listing appointment, just meet with the seller, make a friend, and then have somebody else list the property. You are going to be entering into competitive listing environments even with those friends and family who maybe in the past you could have taken their business for granted. The market's changing. The number of transactions, guess what, guys? It's not going to increase in many markets, going to decrease. The number of agents is increasing, as a lot of you know, in many of your markets. The number of actual agents is increasing. So you're going to have to get comfortable, whether you're working with sellers or buyers, becoming more competitive. So the pre-listing pack does the selling for you. It pre-sells you. Now, we've talked about the different kinds of sellers that might ask for you to cut your commission. We've talked with the different situations where it might come up. So here's basically the bottom line fact. Every single one of you, whether you admit it or not, cut your commission. You know you do. If it's between a closed transaction where you're going to get paid and you reducing the commission by a half a point or a point, you're going to do it. Every single time and twice on Sunday, and you know it. So don't act like you're not going to. Some agents, when Julie and I present this information, oh my gosh, they cross their arms and they get all upset. I'm not going to be a commission cutter. And I simply say, or Julie says from stage or whatnot, okay, so the difference between you making a $20,000 commission and not is by reducing your commission by, you know, a percent or a half percent. Are you still not going to do it? And they, of course, will say that they will. So it's a mindset thing. Now, I'm not telling you that you should go out there basically and, you know, hang a shingle and be, you know, commission-cutting Joe. That is necessarily the path that you want to go on. Some of you will take advantage of this idea and expand upon it and maybe form a whole new brokerage around a flexible fee commission. That's fine. Run with it. email me directly. Let me know how it works out for you. I know a lot of you have done that with great success in the past. But for the most part, commission is going to be an issue, maybe 10% of the time on average, so don't freak out about it. A lot of you have avoided becoming listing agents because you're afraid that you don't know how to overcome that objection.
It's like the big gorilla in the room, right? So there, even if the seller really isn't going to talk about it, every agent has it in the back of their mind. Oh, my gosh, is this going to come up?
That's right.
It's like the most feared objection out there. And if you're not using something like the flexible fee structure, as we teach it to you, I shouldn't even say something like. I'm talking about our exact flexible fee structure that we are giving to you here. If you're not doing that, what happens is you have a great presentation, hopefully. Okay, you have a great presentation, and you're setting yourself up that if there's going to be a commission question, it's always at the end. And when's the end? When you're trying to close.
That's right.
Okay, so that's one of the reasons why many agents don't take the listing at the time that they're at the appointment. They follow up. They leave the door open for another agent. You know, that's when they've come into conflict with the seller, and you don't want to end an appointment in conflict. That doesn't make any sense.
So the flexible fee commission structure is very self-explanatory when you look at the page. And the bottom line is these numbers really depend on your market. I realize a lot of you, we have a lot of clients who are coaching clients who are selling multi-million dollar properties, and your average commission, your top line commission might be less than 6%. Some of you who are selling lesser expensive properties might be considerably more than 6%. So whatever your market norm is, it's perfectly fine. Now, if I was selling real estate in the Midwest where the average commission, let's say, was 6%, I would increase everything. I would include the top line number maybe being 6.5% or 7%. Experiment with it. You might be surprised. We had a friend in Michigan who used to sell properties that were not very expensive properties. They were around $100,000. And get this, guys. He would not only charge a 7% commission on every transaction, but he also charged what amounted to a $2,500 transaction fee. Okay, and he got it, too. So the bottom line is open your minds and look at the flexible fee commission structure as a way to make yourself different. Don't think that for any reason that you're exempt from having to be an expert at explaining commission. So here are the scripts, and here's basically how to go about presenting it. Now, I'm going to say this again. Don't talk about flexible fee. Don't really talk about commissions at all unless the seller brings it up. Don't say something that's going to create an objection in the mind of the seller. That is a huge mistake, and you will regret it. So let's just say the commission comes up, and you explain to Mr. Seller, Mr. Seller, this is how you used to start out. Make sure you write this down. Mr. Seller, the simple fact is that commissions for decades have been inflexible. You guys will, you know, those of you who have listened to our coaching presentation on the Easy Exit listing, some of this language will sound familiar. The same idea applies that you're willing to do something that's different. You're willing to do something that's more in alignment with the seller's expectation, what's best for them, not for you. Okay, so the second line would be, Mr. Seller, does it make sense to you that in a time like ours, in a market like ours, that every other broker in town is so inflexible in the amount of commission that they'll demand from you? Does it make sense to you, Mr. Seller, that in a situation where you sell the house yourself, let's say you sell it to your neighbor or a friend from church or whatnot, that you would pay that same listing agent, you know, 6% in most cases? What did they do really to generate the sale? Now, guys, listen, what am I doing with this? I'm casting and creating doubt in the mind of the sellers about the traditional commission structure, and also I'm making it so that the fact that we're, and in this case you're, willing to do something different, something in the mind of the sellers that will be exceptional, that is something that will get you the listing. So again, guys, the bottom line is that you're showing flexibility. You can look at the other different categories that we've set up. You know, just as this example in the pre-listing pack, we've got 6% if you sell it yourself, 5% if you sell it. Jillie, you can read the rest of the
details. So it's 6% if it sells in the traditional way where you have a buyer's agent to pay on the other side. We have 5%, which almost all of you do anyway. If you sell it yourself, it's 5%. When you find the buyer, you meaning the seller, if the seller finds the buyer, but you, the agent, writes the contract and takes care of the closing process, et cetera, then it's 4%, which, by the way, would still be more than you'd make if there was another agent on the other side. And then the bottom two categories are highly unusual that this ever comes up. I think we might have done it once for sale by owner. The bottom two categories, one of them is a flat fee of $1,500 where the seller finds the buyer, but you still write the contract and take care of the closing process with no other broker involved. That's a limited service with no MLS. So
okay, now why
that's like if a FSBO comes to you and says, I just put my house in contract. I don't know what to do next.
Exactly. And so
it's
that's
like a closing fee.
And we put that that category in there. I can't even think of it. Well, you know what, Julie? I remember that happening once, actually.
Right.
Right. It happened once in all the hundreds of homes we sold. But the bottom line is that $1,500 is there just to essentially when you're talking to a for sale by owner, when you're talking to maybe somebody that's really, really sensitive and thinks they can do it themselves, you know, those guys are going to find that $1,500 option massively appealing. Again, you're the only one in town that's showing flexibility with the commission. Now, let's look at this in the light of as business owners, right, because that's what you are. You're going to do one day, if you choose to, 100 transactions in a year. Hypothetically, 75% or more of those are going to be listings, just depending on how you have your business structure. As a rule, for every listing you take, you're going to have at least how many other transactions, Julie?
At least two others, one listing in that same neighborhood and at least one closable buyer. And that's a minimum standard, assuming that you're working your sign the way we teach you.
That's right. So when we get to the whole section about lead follow-up and the pre-qualification scripts and all the other rules that we give you guys, you can apply to your own practice immediately. You're going to find that very quickly one listing will equal multiple transactions. So when you're dealing with a seller and you're talking about the fact that you offer flexible fee, that seller is going to obviously remember you in a completely different light than every other agent he ever came across. Just that one page, not that you ever have to really talk about it again, in a way is an issue, commission is only an issue maybe 10% of the time, but that just that one page, having it in the pre-listing pack, has, well, when we sold real estate, got us more listings than probably any other one thing just because they were so happy that we were willing to be flexible.
That you were flexible.
That's right.
Well, I mean, that's a huge thing, guys. So here's a secret, right? Most sellers just want that. They want flexibility. They want you to give something. Even the most hardcore seller who acts like they want you to do it practically for free, what they're really asking for is you to give something to them. It doesn't have to be 2% or 3% of your commission. They just want something, which really can be defined as flexibility. In other words, what you pay is dependent on how it sells. If it sells in the traditional way, it's 6%. If I sell it myself, it's 5%. If you bring the buyer, it's 4%, et cetera.
So
instead of being rigid and saying my way or the highway.
That's right. So when you go back and look at all your closed transactions after a year and you're looking at your listings, to finish my point there, sorry, I got a little distracted by my own self, you are going to find easily that let's say you have you close 50 transactions and let's say 25 of those are sellers, you will probably only have to, because of the flexible fee, you'll probably only reduce your commission from whatever your top tier going rate is, maybe I would say 5% of the time. It's hardly ever going to happen because let's look at the facts. Most times you're going to price it right. You're going to position the house correctly in the market, you know, all the ways we're going to show you in this coaching program, and then you're going to put it in the MLS, and then a co-op's going to sell it. That's traditionally how it works. Obviously, we're going to do everything we can to motivate you and teach you to double in as many of your listings as possible, but the reality is that still a vast majority of your listings will sell directly out of the MLS. That's just the way it's going to always probably work. So that is how the flexible fee commission works. Hopefully all of you will have, frankly, you will have gotten over your fears about commission. You will be motivated now to maybe knock on that for sale by owner door opposed to, let's say, adjusting the radio or turning the other way when you're driving past that.
Well, and this is a particularly good tool for use with for sale by owners. They love this type of thing because, of course, every for sale by owner believes that they are going to sell the property, even though we as professional real estate agents know better. They still like to hold on to that. So here's the thing. Let them continue to believe that instead of arguing with them because, you know what, if they sell it themselves, more power to them. Charge them a flat fee or charge them one of your lower tiers. Great. That's good for them. And by the way, you're probably going to represent them on the buyer side, so who cares anyway, right? So before we move on to the next part of the pre-listing pack, Tim, I just wanted to point out this is just like the easy exit form where this also becomes an addendum to your listing contract. Remember, your listing contract says that all addendums must be in writing. So you turn this into an addendum, you sign it, the seller signs it, and it is then part of your listing contract. Very easy to do.
That's right. So, again, we're going to be giving you samples of those NCR forms, and that's how you should be presenting it. So when you have your listing contract signed, you're also going to have the seller sign an addendum to the listing contract, and then on the top of it, it says easy exit listing. So those will all be in this coaching program. Make sure you download those and have those printed off and have a bunch of those when you go on listing appointments.